Call to order, opening statement pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code Title 10, Chapter 4, Subchapter 10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Coast Star and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will begin tonight by swearing in the new board members and incumbent Manasquan board members. So if Manasquan Representative Joe Lofredo, Tom Pellegrino, is in absentia, so we'll swear him in next time. Fred Serino, Spring Lake Representative Mike Moran, Spring Lake Heights Representative James Carey, and Brielle Representative Joe Milansrich, please stand up. In front of you, I'm going to read this to you, but you also have a sheet of paper with the oath of office you to follow along with. And if you please raise your right hand and follow along with me. I state your name.
I state your name.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I state your name.
I, Joseph
Spiro, do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of a member of a Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of a member of a Board of Education.
Am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS 19-4-1. Am not disqualified due to a conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA 18A-12-1.
Am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS 19-4-1. Not disqualified due to conviction of crime or offense listed in NJSA 18A:12-1.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Thank you and congratulations, everyone. If you could just sign that oath and leave it in your red folders before we leave, we'll take care of filing. We'll start with the roll call, please, Sandy.
Mr. Balderman?
Here.
Mrs. Bissell? Mr. Burns?
Here.
Mr. Carey?
Here.
Mr. Patani?
Here.
Mr. Hoveter?
Here.
Mr. Lofredo?
Here.
Mr. Milansiewicz?
Here.
Mr. Moran?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollack?
Here.
Mr. Serena?
Here.
We have a quorum.
A review of the results of the election held on November 8th, 2022. The election was for three-year full terms. Tom Pellegrino received 1,525 votes. Joe Lofredo received 1,441 votes. Fred Serino received 1,290 votes. William Dibble received 1,163 votes. And 42 votes were received by write-in candidates. Tom Pellegrino, Joe Lofredo, and Alfred Serino won the election. On your agenda and posted online is the updated terms of office for your review. I won't read them to you, but you can review them at your leisure. The next step is going to be to nominate and elect the president. Just as a matter of process, we'll take nominations from the floor. Nominations are not motions, so they don't need to be seconded. We'll then vote on any nominees that have been brought to the floor, and the first nominee, they'll be voted in order of nomination. The first nominee to receive a majority of the votes will be named president, and they will take it from there to do the same process for the vice president. So, I'd like to open the floor for nominations for president.
I'd like to nominate Mrs. Pollack.
Any other nominations? All right, we'll close nominations. And Sandy, can we have a roll call vote on Ms. Pollack, please?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoveter?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milansiewicz?
Yes.
Mr. Moran?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey?
Congratulations, Ms. Pollack. We have the, I'll put the gavel over here for you to run the rest of the meeting. Just one thing before the
the consent agenda, we do have to write in number 33, the two delegates to the NJSBA.
Okay.
So just make sure, before we vote, you have to take names for delegates, and then we'll vote on them with the names.
Okay, so let's open the floor for nominations for vice president. I nominate Fred Serino. Can we vote on that? Any other nominations?
Roll call vote, Senator Fred Serino.
Mr. Boltman.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Carey.
Yes.
Mr. Katana.
Yes.
Mr. Hovater.
Yes.
Mr. Lucretta.
Yes.
Mr. Milansovich.
Yes.
Mr. Moran.
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Carey.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
If I may, just two things before you start the meeting. I wanted to just let everybody know about what we've developed with Belmore for saving positions by train. And also, I asked everyone if they had looked at, because it's in here as an addendum, the scheduled board meetings, so I get them that they say they have. That would be clear, you can't tell me what it is. Okay? Before we start tonight's meeting, we don't have an open pub, we do have an open public forum, but I mean a committee of a whole. It's always been a concern of mine regarding affording our students an opportunity who live in the sending districts to have the opportunity to get transportation home. And in discussion with the sending superintendents, we came up with a creative way, and I want to thank the Belmar superintendent for his suggestion, and the rest of the superintendents went along with it, Jimmy Alvarez, that we procure bus ticket, train tickets, and have a form that the parents can fill out, affording the students who want to participate in after-school activities that don't have transportation home and live a distance without riding their bike in inclement weather to take the train. They go down to the office and they get a train ticket and they go home. But with that, I'm going to ask Pete to explain that to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, good.
Yeah, so I mean, Frank basically summed it up. There was a need identified by sending district students who are traditionally bused to and from school to get home after athletics and activities. So, in conversations with Jimmy Alvarez and Mike Bargley, the VA and superintendent in Belmar, we kind of came on this as being probably the most cost-effective and most swiftly implemented solution for that. So moving forward, what we're going to do is the Belmar Board of Ed has procured train tickets. They're going to send them over, and they're going to be held in our main office of our high school. Any student residing in Belmar who has an active waiver signed, we've had a waiver drawn up that their parents must sign to give them permission to use this form of transportation. They can go to the main office, pick up a train ticket on any given day, walk down to the train station and take a train home to the Belmar train station. So hopefully it gives kids a little more access to some of our after-school activities that otherwise wouldn't have had it.
And I understand every sending district was offered that opportunity, that superintendents could get involved if they wanted to, and really none of them had a need for it other than Belmar, so Belmar's taking that opportunity. Still open for anybody who wants to get involved in it.
Are we offering them any transportation to the train? No.
No. And the form that Michael had put together, the parents are agreeing that they will go from here to the train station, accepting responsibility. So I understand portal concept, but parents are signing off on that.
Okay. Essentially, I mean, I think everyone kind of understands the transportation of sending district students is the purview of the sending district. So that's why Belmar's purchasing the train tickets, and all the buses that come in the morning, those things are paid for and managed by the sending district.
We did survey the student population first to see if there was a need for this, and we did get a positive response from the students to try it. So we are going to try it now until the end of the year and see if it works. And the other thing I just wanted to make sure everybody looked at, I have document A. It is on the agenda. All the dates that we have here for our meetings, our committee of a whole combined meetings, starting, of course, tonight and going every Tuesday, every month accordingly, just making sure everybody had the opportunity to see that because you will vote on it tonight on the agenda. And thanks, Madam President. That's all I have to say.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with the community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. Public comment on agenda items. Time may be allotted for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by the participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual, not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would any member of the public like to be heard on agenda items? Would anyone like to be heard on items not on the agenda? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the resolutions. Number 33, resolution number 33, is to nominate a delegate and an alternative delegate for the New Jersey School Boards Association. Can I have a nomination for a delegate?
Gene is the delegate?
Yes. Can we have a nomination for the alternate delegate?
I could do that.
Oh, thank you. I nominate Mark Burns.
Okay. So we'll just write that into the resolution in the minutes to show. Gene is the delegate and Marty is the alternate.
Thank you. Sure. Separated out for items number 12 through 50. Anyone have any questions on numbers 12 through 50? I have a motion for numbers 12 through 50. Mr. LaFredo, Mr. Hovender, Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Tanny?
Yes.
Mr. Hovender?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevic?
Yes.
Mr. Moran?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carey? Does anyone have any old or new business they'd like to address?
Okay. I want to thank, as you see, on the agenda, items 46 through 48, those people have donated to Manasquan High School for various reasons. And I do want to highlight that the donation from John Forteras to the Manasquan High School ice hockey program of $10,000. But we got Brian Scullion, $250, and $1,000, as you can see, recommended in 47. From Fiscalia, I just want to thank those who have looked at us and donated for the students of Manasquan. I really appreciate that.
Can I have a motion to go into executive session?
Yes.
Mr. Serino, Mr. Tanny? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, sir. You too, thank you.
I have a motion to reconvene the public meeting. Mr. Olwener, Mr. Tanny? All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone? Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Tanny?
Yes.
Mr. Olwener?
Here.
Mr. Lefredo? Mr. Milansovich?
Yes.
Mr. Moran?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
We have quorum.
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan personnel items number, item number 54? Mr. Burns, Mr. Boldeman?
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Tanny?
Yes.
Mr. Olwener?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey?
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan Sanding District personnel, item number 55? Mr. Tanny, Mr. Olwener?
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Tanny?
Yes.
Mr. Olwener?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milansovich?
Yes.
Mr. Moran?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey?
I have a motion to adjourn. Mr. Serino, Mr. Tanny?
All in favor?
Aye.